One thing's for sure, obviously, is now a Breeders' Cup winner. He was the only favorite to win in the 13 championship races, and his trainer, Phil D'Amato, is with us now from California. Phil, thanks for getting up early with us, my friend.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, congratulations on that huge, huge effort. We played the stretch call there. Take me back to that moment and tell me about watching, obviously, Storm down the stretch.
You know, I mean, I couldn't have asked for a better position to be in. I thought maybe with so much speed in there, we'd probably be sitting second, third, fourth early, and I didn't think we'd kind of have the lead after a quarter of a mile, but Flavian asked him out of there, and he kind of, after a few strides, he just kind of rocketed to the front. And when we had like two lengths going down the hill with his ears up, I couldn't have asked for a better position to be in. And the jockey told me his strategy. He thought the rest of these guys would kind of be taken back when they made that first jump or holding them crossing the dirt. And he said as soon as he saw the dirt, he was just going to send them. And if you watch the race, he just kind of flawlessly got over the dirt and kind of opened up a length or two. And I think that made all the difference in the race.
Yeah, it was a masterful ride. And, you know, horses don't win a lot going wire to wire down the hill, but I mean, how cool was that? That was like one of the coolest races ever, to have an 8-year-old horse, to have a horse that you know Mike used to train, that you've taken over and done such a great job with, and just the whole thing, it was like surreal watching it. I mean, I don't know what you felt like, but it was almost like an out of body experience. I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah, no, it really was. I mean, there's so much backstory to this horse. I mean, I could go on forever. But, through my old boss and mentor, Mike Mitchell, that was the first year he sent me over with his son-in-law and Jamie Lloyd, Craig Roundsville as well, to go over to Tattersall's and pick out a couple Euros to bring over here. So it was my first trip over to England, period. And, we took this guy home first time out over there, and he campaigned for Mike and was a grade one winner for Mike. And after his passing, he passed the baton over to me with this guy. And he was my first grade one winner as well. We always wanted to win a Breeders' Cup. Most of the time when we were in there, we were 20-30 to 1, you know. But, this guy was like winning the Breeders' Cup for both of us, you know. So it was very, very special.
How much were you thinking of Mike Mitchell when you were in the winner's circle and you're, you know, standing there with obviously after the race?
Yeah, no, I think about him all the time. But yeah, I mean, I was talking to him after the race, you know, it's just extra special, and this horse, he just deserves it. He's just a horse that he lays his body down every single time. And, you know, most of the time he kind of takes a couple of months after, his races to get back on track and be 100%. And it's just so happened that I gave him so much time between his previous race in that City of Hope mile. I mean, he came out of that City of Hope like it was a good workout for him, and I thought he might get knocked out after that race, but no such thing. I mean, he came back. It was almost like, you know, surreal. He came back on the top of his game, and we won the Breeders' Cup, you know, 3 weeks later.
Mike, this is Clark. I'm sorry. Phil.
I'm over here.
That's
Clark.
Right. I'm looking at Mike and talking to Phil. Phil, anyway, this is Clark Nyberg, and looking at obviously his past performances, it's, you know, obviously, pardon the pun, at a mile. And what made you decide to cut back to 6.5 furlongs?
You know, I mean, this after we got beat the fourth year in a row in the mile, we thought, okay, you know, we had seen the previous editions of the turf sprint, and maybe those fields were just a tad easier, and we just thought he'd run down the hill before. He's getting up there in years. While he's still, in our eyes, you know, a top performer, we thought our best chance at the Breeders' Cup was the turf sprint, you know, and we kind of had this in the back of our minds for a while, and just kind of just worked out.
It certainly did work out, and congratulations. It was a great race.
Thank you.
Do you think you're going to keep them running down the hill now?
You know, I still think, especially in spots in California, I can run them, two turns. But definitely good to have that option available. And we'll just kind of mix it up, I think, as long as he tells us, he's ready to go for his 9-year-old campaign and go from there.
Think about what you just said, Phil. Ready to go for his 9-year-old campaign. You talk about a throwback type of horse. Obviously, certainly fits the bill.
Yeah, he really does. And I mean, I give a lot of credit not only to horse and good genetics, but his owners. Joe Scardino and Tony Fanicola, they're great owners. They let Mike do whatever he wanted, and they let me do it. And if it's run on 4 times a year, then so be it. And I think just having that ability to do that and freshen them up every time. And, it's not like every horse needs that, but for the most part, this horse did. And they're just very gracious and just let me do what I want, And for that, we've had really good results with them, with all their horses.
They're longtime thoroughbred owners, and they must have just been over the moon with that victory.
It really were. And this is extra special for them. It was their first Breeders' Cup as well. And their whole families, our families, we all love this horse. He's just extra special to us. And they're all fighting over him for his retirement. But hopefully, who's going to get him at the end of the day when it is all said and done. But we're all geared up to hopefully have a good 9-year-old campaign with one more try at the Breeders' Cup.
Talking to trainer Phil D'Amato here on the Horse Racing Radio Network, one of several trainers to earn their first Breeders' Cup victory here in 2016, and no doubt the first of many more to come for the D'Amato barn. Phil, I'm going to put you on the spot here just a little bit. We have a poll question out there this morning, and we're asking people to weigh in on Twitter as to what their performance of the Breeders' Cup was. In their opinion, what was the performance of the Breeders' Cup? Now, take obviously out of the mix, because I know what your answer is going to be there. that was such a good Breeders' Cup. So many close races, so many great storylines that unfolded the way we thought they might. What was the performance of the Breeders' Cup?
Man, it's pretty close between both of those nightcaps on both days. But, I would say, just sentimentally, I would say Beholder, because she had gotten beaten twice, running against up against an undefeated 3-year-old in Songbird, and she this was her last race, and she made the most of it. I mean, she just got up in the last jump, and I thought that was an exciting, extra special moment, and for all the connections, and I'm my barn's next to Dick Mandela, and I see how well he takes care of that mare every day and how special she is. And I thought that was the race.
Yeah, B. Wayne Hughes was just telling us in the previous segment that he's still waiting for Beholder to get back here. Richard hasn't sent her back yet. He keeps laying in the stall feeding her peppermints. I'm sure you can relate to that one, obviously.
Absolutely. Yeah, to go out on top of their game like she did, I mean, and man, she beat the best of the best. That's a tough one there, and kudos to Dick for a masterful training job with her.
So, Phil, B. Wayne Hughes wants you to take a message over to Mr. Mandela, and since you're right next door, say, would you send my horse back to me, please?
Actually, I think he'd like you to take a shank over there and just get her and put her on a van.
I could find a stall for her.
There you go. I don't think he'd object to that either.
She's just extra special, and just watching Dick train her, I mean, she gets all the extra special attention she needs, and I that made all the difference in that mare. He just hats off Hoff to him and the connections for that.
Well, Phil, certainly appreciate the time here this morning. Congratulations again on that first Breeders' Cup victory. We're going to look forward, hopefully, to seeing obviously back again in 2017 to defend that title. And all the best moving forward, my friend.
Thank you, guys. Thanks. I had a good time.